As we move through the message this morning, ask an initial question. Do you have reason to be thankful? Now think about that. Do I have reason to be thankful? Now some people think they don't. Do you have reason to be thankful? Now I want to look at three or four New Testament passages about Thanksgiving as we introduce this. First of all, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Now, in most Bibles, 2 Corinthians is right after 1 Corinthians. So if you find that, you're on your way. 2 Corinthians 9:15. I can't give you the page because my Bible doesn't have pages. No. What is it?
283.
283, all right. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That gift is Christ. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Please turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is like getting back to the Sunday school days of Bible drill, where you get a badge for finding the passage. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Giving thanks is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in everything. And again in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Colossians 3, 17. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Instructions in thanksgiving. And now Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. In Ephesians 5, 18, we read, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to destruction. Instead, be filled or controlled by the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for your Thanksgiving season, let me give you a simple outline for giving thanks this year. Maybe you've done it other years, but it's based on five prepositions. Write them down. Take them with you. What are we taught about thanksgiving in Scripture? First of all, to God the Father. That's the direction. The object of our thanksgiving is God the Father. Give thanks to God the Father through Christ our Lord, through Christ the Son, through Him. Thirdly, by the Holy Spirit, which we get out of this passage. Fourthly, at all times. Fifthly, in everything. Now, if we can do that, we'll be thankful people. To, through, by, at, and in. Now, let's take a look here at this verse we just read in Ephesians 5:20, beginning with the thought of the source of thanksgiving. And we understand here that that is by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of our thankful life to the Father. Now, why is that? And we ask this question. Can an unbeliever give thanks to God? No. Now, an unbeliever can be thankful at a human level and can be thankful for food and rain, water and relationships, but it isn't to God, because the unbeliever has no access to God. So this is for a believer. And we are unable to be thankful by the control of the Holy Spirit, because what does He do? He produces fruit. And that passage in Galatians 5:22 speaks directly about that. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and so on. Also, thanks. The giving of thanks is produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And then we become thankful to the Lord. And it's not just a humanism or a secularism. It is a spiritual matter of being thankful to the Lord. And of course, being thankful initially for salvation and all the things that accompany salvation. Do you know that there is one theologian who has a seven volumes on what's called systematic theology? And in one of those volumes, he lists 33 things that occur to the believer at the moment of salvation. That's awesome. How many of you could list 10? 5. What a great thing to know about that. In the Bible, it's called the riches of His grace, given to us at the moment of salvation. How many of you could guess what one word I've been using to share with you the riches of our grace? One word. We use it all the time. Begins with P. P-O. Pardon? P-O-S.
Positional.
Position. The riches of our of His grace give us our position. And this author lists 33 things that are not works on our part, which are no merit on our part. They're eternal, not temporal, and we need to know those. And as we move through the scripture, we learn them. Now, what are four or five outstanding things that come to mind quickly about salvation and our position? Well, there's the forgiveness of sin. There is the gift of eternal life. There is justification. There is sanctification. There is regeneration. There is redemption. There is reconciliation. We have been made sons of God. 33 isn't so long when you stop to think about it. Do you have reason to be thankful? If you think about salvation alone? Yes, we do, folks. We need to take this seriously about being thankful people. And Ray and Jennifer are going to have opportunity this afternoon to share the gospel. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's be praying for them. And a part of that will not only be the message, but perhaps the attitude of their joy and thanksgiving. That will make an impression. We bear witness to the gospel by being thankful people. The source of thanksgiving, Holy Spirit. Now, I want to get into something here. The consequences of an ungrateful heart. What happens to people who are not thankful? And I have 11 points here I want to get at. Number one, people who are not grateful or not thankful usually starts with believing they have been mistreated. They got their little old feelings hurt by somebody unfairly, and they believe life is unfair compared to others. They believe they deserve better. A terrible thing that happens to these people is that they're unwilling to forgive. And to have that unwillingness to forgive just poisons the mind and the heart. These people get so low that to hate others gives them a sense of justification. All kinds of excuses and alibis come to them, and I'm justified in hating somebody else because I've been mistreated. They begin to feel good if they can punish others so that they can come alongside them. Actually, they hate God. People who are unthankful hate God because He's convicting them about that. And He's contradicting them because His word is the opposite. They parade a hatred of themselves, but the reality is that they love themselves so much they continue in this attitude. Now, pop psychology, modern psychology tells us that the reason people behave so poorly is because they hate themselves. So the therapist tries to get a person to love themselves or herself. when the reality is that the problem is that we love ourselves too much already, and that selfishness is the center of our life, and that causes the poor behavior. So a person with an ungrateful heart is wallowing in selfish pride, only thinking of self and excusing sinful behavior. Let me read quickly Romans chapter 1, verse 21. For although they knew God, now this is Paul's commentary on society, Romans 1:21, for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, their foolish heart was darkened. They claimed to be wise, but they became fools, exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images, made to look like mortal men, birds and animals and reptiles, and they worship the creation more than the Creator. In modern times, this would be true of a lot of people in the Greenpeace and environmental movement who are worshiping the creation. Now, understanding that being thankful is important, and the tragic consequences of being an ungrateful, unthankful person, we really need to be in prayer. Lord, guard our hearts against drifting into this condition. Now, basically, this is for unbelievers. But I have known several believers getting very close to this kind of condition. Now, a true believer will not continue in that condition, but it can happen to us. Let us guard, Lord, guard my heart. Do not let me drift into this condition. Now, a counterpart to that is that some people have received, other people have given to them, God has given to them, and they do not give thanks. They're not thankful for that. And they become bitter and angry. Giving has to be without expectation. You don't give to get. You just give. Period. Give. Period. Now, one of the tragedies of our day is this thing called prosperity theology, where Christian leaders say, give to my ministry, my great ministry, where all these souls are being saved and thousands being healed, and God will get you out of debt. If you give to this ministry, you'll be debt free. God will bless you. May I say, reverently, pure baloney. It is not true. It is not biblical. Let's guard our hearts in the matter of thanksgiving. Now, let's move on to the positive side. If there are consequences of being ungrateful, there are marvelous benefits of having a grateful heart. First of all, it gives us, it's not the basis of peace, but it's the sense of peace. There's a relationship to God when we give thanks to Him. That's real in our hearts. It establishes a relationship with other people. And as we give thanks to them, there's a peace with them. And actually, there can be a very real healing of conflict to give thanks. And if we need to do that today, think about that. Initiate. Be the person who initiates thanksgiving. Giving brings a joyful spirit. It's just there. It means accepting God's providence. Now, we who believe in the sovereign providence of God, that is, that He brings to our life, everything that comes to us comes out of His love. Now, believing that helps us accept that providence and leads us to thanksgiving. And, of course, we could go on and on. We are free from all those negative things that happen to an ungrateful person. And we experience a new kind of life, with internal joy and the joy of expressing it. Thank you. Say it. David said, in the midst of the congregation, I will praise you, I will thank you. We need to learn to do that in a better way. When we have opportunity for the expression of thanksgiving, everybody ought to join into that. Give thanks in the midst of God's people. Say it. There's a movie, John Wayne and Richard Boone, in the title of Big Jake. Now, John Wayne is Big Jake, and he's the grandpa. Richard Boone is the Batman, and he has kidnapped John Wayne's grandson. So John Wayne and his two sons set out to find Richard Boone, the kidnappers, and set the boy free. Well, there's a ransom to be paid, so he's got a big trunk of, it's supposed to be full of money, but he's got it full of newspaper. And he finally meets Richard Boone. And Richard Boone's a tough guy. And he says to John Wayne, Mister, if anything goes wrong, your fault, my fault, nobody's fault, that boy gets his head blown off. Do you understand me, mister? John Wayne nods. Richard Boone says, say it. I understand, he says. Say it. If you're thankful to God, say it in the midst of the congregation. If you're thankful to another person, go ahead and say it. Give thanks. It's giving. Well, you might say, Bill, I don't really have a thankful heart, as I should. Well, none of us have arrived. What do I do? Consider the question. Do you have reason as a Christian to be thankful? Yes, you do. If you know your position, you will not dwell on your circumstances. Your position rules and controls and overflows into thanksgiving. Study those passages of Scripture. Meditate on those passages and pray over them. And the biblical reasons will erupt and we will be thankful people. And giving thanks is just transforming. It changes our lives. And we will have a testimony. And God, help us to have that testimony that when people think of us, they can say, there goes a thankful man. There goes a thankful woman. There goes a thankful young person. And that's the witness we have opportunity to bear during this Thanksgiving season. May God impress us this morning with the importance of being a thankful person, and take this opportunity in a very specific way to have a great Thanksgiving season. Heavenly Father, by your grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God, may we now, at this moment, so surrender our hearts to the control of the Holy Spirit that we will be people who erupt in thanksgiving and thus give honor and glory to you and encouragement to one another. Cause your word today to travel along into our hearts as the Holy Spirit deals with each of us. And cause us to leave here with a thankful heart and perhaps express thanksgiving to each other, even here this morning. This is our prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.